Okay. Thank you so much for coming out. Let's proceed. In this week's Parsha, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu to get up and to go to Beis El. And there the Medrash Tanchuma HaYashan, one of the older Midrashim that we have. So the Medrash Tanchuma HaYashan in Parshas Vayishlach Chaf Aleph says that from here, the fact that he told Yaakov to go towards Beis El, to face that area, is indication that you should daven towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You should daven towards wherever the Kodesh HaKadoshim would be when the Beis HaMikdash would be built. And the Medrash pretty much mimics a more famous Gemara in Brachos than Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Says the Gemara in Brachos, Omed b'chutz laretz. So if a person is standing outside of the land of Israel, Yechaven es libo k'neged Eretz Yisrael, he faces his heart towards Eretz Yisrael. Well, we're just going to make the following points clear. What it means is that you face, even though it's talking about your heart, what it means is that you literally face yourself in that direction. That's what it means. So you put your body facing that direction. Even though it's mentioning your heart, you might be thinking it's talking about kavana. It's clear from Tosos that it's talking about facing. The Bach also in Simon Tzadidal and Aruch Chaim is very clear in saying that it's talking about facing. Good. How do we know you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael? Shnei Amar, Lispalu Eilecha Derech Artsam. We're about to quote now all the psukim are going to come from the tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech said when the Beis HaMikdash would be built, was built in his day, that all the Beis HaMikdash's ideas and thoughts and dreams and hopes would come true. So Shlomo HaMelech spoke about what the Beis HaMikdash's goal was and what would come from it. So he says, Shnei Amar, Vispalu Eilecha Derech Artsam, that they will daven to you from their land. So facing Eretz Yisrael, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, is how you're supposed to daven. Hayomei b'Eretz Yisrael, if a person is standing in Israel, yechaven es libo k'neged Yerushalayim, so then you should face towards Yerushalayim. Shneamar, vispalu el Hashem, derech ha'ir. You should face the city now, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, asher b'charta, that you have chosen. Hayomei b'Yerushalayim, if you're standing in Jerusalem, yechaven es libo k'neged Beis HaMikdash, you should now be facing Har Habayis, the Beis HaMikdash, Shnei Amar, Vispalu al Beis Hazeh, that you should daven towards this house. Hayomid Beis HaMikdash, if you are standing inside the Beis HaMikdash itself, Yechaven Eslibo Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, you should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Shnei Amar, as it says, Vaspul al Makom Hazeh, this specific place is where you should daven towards. Hayomid Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, if you're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, if that were to happen, Yechaven Eslibo Keneged Beis HaKavodesh, you should face the Aron Kodesh inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hayomed Achorei Beis HaKapores, if you're standing behind the that area where the Aron is, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so Yira Asmo Kilu Lufnei HaKapores, you should imagine yourself as if you are standing before the Aron Kodesh. Nimtza Omed B'Mizrach, and now the Gemara gives a rule. If you are standing in the east, so Master Panav L'Ma'arav, you should face the west. B'Ma'arav, Master Panav L'Mizrach, the west you should face the east. B'Daro, Master Panav L'Tzafon, in the south you should face the north. B'Tzafon, Master Panav L'Daro, in the north you should face the south. Nimsu, Kol Yisrael, Mechaven, Eslibam, B'Makom Echad. All the Jewish people, no matter where they are in the world, are facing towards the same designated area, no matter when and how they dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rav Avin, V'Tamer Rav Avina, Mai Kira. How do we know this is the case? K'migdal David Savarech, V'Vainoy L'Talpios. You should face Talpios. What's Talpios? Tell the hill Shekol Pios Ponimbo. The hill where all mouths, all tefilos, are facing towards. This is the goal of Yerushalayim, to center all of the tefilos, all the davening of Jewish people, to be centered towards one specific area. Now, what's not our discussion right now, which is related to this Gemara, is what if the Aron Kodesh is facing in a different direction than Mizrach, all these complicated issues in how you build shuls. That's not our discussion this evening. We're also not discussing issues of what they did in Europe. If Europe was north of Israel, why are they facing east? And let's say you're on the other side, all the different directions when you're standing outside of Chutz Aretz, where to daven and how to position yourself. That's also not what we don't want to discuss. What we'd like to get to is the Kotel itself and how to daven when we're over there. But to get there, we need a little bit of a background. In addition, the same conversation repeats itself in the Yalkut Shimoni and Parshas Veschanan, where we learn the same halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Kadosh Baruch to daven towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis HaMikdash. So this idea appears in different motifs all over Torah Shabbat Peh. It is cited lahalacha clearly by the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Parakei Gimel, and clearly here by the Shulchan Aruch in Tzadi Dalet Aleph. Bimkomo lehispalel, if you get up to, when you go to daven, imhaya omei b'chutz la'aretz, if you are outside of Israel, yachzir panav k'neged Eretz Yisrael, you should face the land of Israel. Yevichavin gam Yerushalayim, and you should have in mind when you are facing Eretz Yisrael that you're also having in mind Yerushalayim, ulemigdash, ulebeis kachi hakachim, mekosh hakdashim. And then haya omei b'Eretz Yisrael, if you're standing in Eretz Yisrael, so yachzir panav k'neged Yerushalayim. If you're in the north, so face south. If you're in the south, face north. Face Yerushalayim wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael. V'yichavnes gam, but you should have intent. You should be thinking at the same time that you're also that you're having in mind l'migdash, harabayis, and beis kodesh hakodshim, and those places as well. Hayomed b'Yerushalayim. If you're standing inside of Jerusalem, so yachzir panav l'migdash, face harabayis. V'yichavnes gam l'beis kodesh hakodshim, and have in mind the kodesh hakodshim. Hayomed acharei hakaporos. If you're standing behind the kaporos where the kodesh hakodshim is, so machzir panav l'kaporos. Turn yourself to where the Aron Kodesh would be. And that is the halacha. There's not really much to discuss there. What is the idea behind it? Where is it coming from? So the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Hey, number 5, and also in Hilchos Tefillah, in the beginning of Perek Hey as well, that there are certain things that are integral, that are necessary when it comes to defining what tefillah is, if it's a good tefillah or not. Some things are extras, they're bonus points when you daven, but some things are necessary in defining a proper tefillah. He lists 8 things. It says the Rambam beginning of the tefillah, Shmona Dvarim Sarach Mahamis Palel, the Hizir Behen Lasosam. There are 8 things that the davener must do when it comes to praying properly. And we are not going to list all 8, we just want to get to the one that we care about intently the most. But if you're pressured and you don't do them, it's still okay. What are one of the things that define what tefillah are? Be'ezahen, amida, one is standing. And the next one is to be nochach hamigdash, to be facing towards the Beis Hamigdash. The Rambam understands that having one's focus towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, towards the Beis Hamigdash, towards the Kodesh HaKodashim, is a central part of tefillah. It's something that's extremely important in defining what is a proper tefillah. It's not just something nice to do that you add on to your tefillah, but it is a definition of tefillah itself, to have one's focus towards the Beis HaMikdash.
So these are ma'akev?
He says they're not ma'akev, but they are tsarech. Okay. You need to be very careful in making sure this is part of one's tefillah. Okay. Good. The Tamidei Rabbeinu Yonah here on Brachos and Dapei Arif Dav Chaf. So they say that even when standing in Chutz La'aretz, you should be focusing towards Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kodesh HaKodashim, and that was cited by the Beis Yosef, and again here in the Shulchan Aruch, as we saw before. Now the question is, let's say you are standing in Egypt, or in Jordan, okay? And you're right on the border with Eretz Yisrael. And obviously you're going to be facing towards Eretz Yisrael, whatever direction that may be. Do you also have to face towards Yerushalayim as well? Being that you're in a location that's close enough that technically with a good compass you could figure out where Yerushalayim was. Right? You're not inside Eretz Yisrael, so according to the strict reading of the Gemara, you don't really have to face Yerushalayim. You just have to face Eretz Yisrael. But technically, you can figure out very easily how to face Yerushalayim. So how do we do that? Is the halacha here that you face Eretz Yisrael simply because that's really the best we can do based on our limited circumstances, and we don't really need to bring, you know, highly sensitive compasses wherever we daven to make sure we're facing exactly Yerushalayim in New York, but we're doing the best we can? Or is it simply that when you're standing outside of area A and you're looking in towards area A, that all you have to do is look towards the next better Kedusha, the next holier area? But I don't have to look further than that next step, right? And it's not my responsibility to be more exact than necessary. It's just my responsibility to look towards the higher level of Kedusha. It seems to be a machlokas. The Kaf HaChaim here in Shulchan Aruch seems to say that if you're standing in Chutz La'aretz, you only face Eretz Yisrael, and you don't have to adjust yourself towards Yerushalayim, even if possible. It's clearly set out in the Yesod Yeshurin of Rav Gedalia Felder. So he writes in Chelek Aleph, Amin Reish Sadi Vav. V'hada omid v'chutz laretz. The person is standing in chutz laretz. Lo mechaven libo l'kachya kachim. A person does not have to face towards the kachya kachim k'mo omid b'Yerushalayim, like the person who's standing inside Jerusalem. Nira demitzan chashivas ha'ekus Yerushalayim mekudesh yosem eretz Yisrael. All your responsibility is to turn towards the next holier step. That's all we need you to do. V'chein ha'migdash Yerushalayim. The base of Migdash is holier than Yerushalayim. Ula machmas chashivas hakamas eretz Yisrael gedol Yerushalayim. The importance of in its size, Eretz Yisrael is bigger than Yerushalayim, and therefore it's easier to face towards Eretz Yisrael. V'lachena omid b'chutz aretz, a person who's standing outside of Israel, yichaveh neged ha'aretz shekemosa chashuva mash'en ken omid b'aretz in margish kolkach b'tushasa b'pnei ha'regilas l'fichach tzorech l'chaveh neged Yerushalayim. All your responsibility to do is to turn towards the higher level of Kedusha. You're not responsible to be more exact than you have to. V'chein b'Yerushalayim neged ha'migdash u'mishu m'kodesh neged kodesh kashim. Just the next Kodesh thing. That's all we need to do, is raise your level of Kedusha when davening. That's approach number one. So again, according to that opinion, if you're standing in Jordan or Mitzrayim, you just have to face Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to be more exact to face towards Yerushalayim with a special compass. That's approach one. However, the Maharsha seems to indicate that if you're able to focus towards Yerushalayim, then maybe you should, even if you're outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Prisha in Sif Katan Aleph writes as follows. He says on the next column on the bottom, we're skipping the Vilna Gaon for a second, he says that Mashalama Davar Dama. What's this whole thing about of how we face? Lemisha Osen Lo Matara. Someone makes a area to shoot lachetz. This person wants to fire an arrow at a target. Imhu Karov Lamatara, if you're close to the target, so Mitsuyara lo Nakuda Katana will draw you a small target because you're close to it. Ubaosa Nakuda Tsarh Lioros Bechetzo, and you have to hit the target with that arrow. Kevanshu Samach Lamatara, because you're close to the target. Aval harachok me'amatara, someone who's further away from the target, osin lo agul gadol, we make you a bigger target. Shubetocho yorekach, and you have to fire into that bigger target. Hakarav Yerushalayim tzarech lechaven lahachzer panav neged beis hamikdash. The person who's close to Yerushalayim needs to face his way towards the beis hamikdash. Mamish. Aval anu shemruchakim imena machzirim paneinu eretz Yisrael. We who are far away, we do the best we can, which is turn toward Eretz Yisrael. So the Prisha disagrees with Rav Gedalia Felder. He says that the best you can do is what is required. If you are able to sit here in New York and to figure out a way to face your shul towards not just Eretz Yisrael, but to be on a degree and to face it a little bit more towards Yerushalayim, then it's your responsibility to do that. Because your responsibility is to get as close as you can possible. It's clear in the Gra, in his Perush HaMasechus Brachos. He writes, Ulefizam ha-denakad kash-omid b'chutz aretz yachzer panim k'neged Eretz Yisrael. That's which we say that a person is standing outside of Israel should turn towards Eretz Yisrael. Kash-omid b'eretz Yisrael yachzer panim k'neged Yerushalayim me'yushav shapir. If it's possible, you should get as close as you can to Yerushalayim. De'b'chutz aretz ein yachol lahachzer panim k'neged Yerushalayim. It's not possible in the days of the Vilna Gaon to be standing in Poland or Lithuania and to turn yourself right towards Yerushalayim. It just wasn't possible. Shehev Charlotte Samson neged Yerushalayim. It's not possible to make that measurement. Mamish. Mipneshi katana ma'od be'erech chutzarts. It's so small in the measurement. Aval Eretz Yisrael shu taf parsa. But Eretz Yisrael, which has a certain size and a certain ability to face it, that you should be able to face towards Eretz Yisrael. So we seem to have machlokas regarding how exact you have to be when it comes to facing, when turning towards one's davening. This will have a practical implication when it comes to the kota, which we'll return to at the end. Let's get to the kota now. The Birke Yosef, the Chidah writes, in the beginning of Sadi Dal, a fantastic piece in the name of the Radvaz, in the tshuva of the Radvaz. Now, let's say we have the following case. Hayomei b'Yerushalayim, im ansuhu akum. Let's say the Goyim take you, and they force you to work on Har HaBayis. They drag you up to Har HaBayis, and they say, we want you to work here, and you need to be in this location right now. V'ifnisihu l'beis HaMikdash, and they bring you to the Beis HaMikdash, la'asos melacha. to do work. And it's time to daven. Now they're going to let you daven. And he's standing in between the Kosel HaMa'aravi ubein Kodesh HaKdashim. What does he say? Yahafoch panav al Kodesh HaKdashim. You must, if capable, turn yourself towards the Kodesh HaKdashim, kechol shar hamispalim, like all other daveners. Afsha achorav al Kosel HaMa'aravi, even if your back is towards the Kosel HaMa'aravi, leis lanba. If I have a choice between facing the Kotel and I have a choice between facing Kodesh HaKdashim, you face the Kodesh HaKdashim. That is where you should be facing, if possible. Okay?
Why would we think otherwise?
Good question. We'll raise that question soon enough. Based on this assumption, so Rav Saraya Davlitsky, who is a renowned Talmud Chacham, lives in Bnei Brak. He's written many, many, many svarim. So he has a sefer called Mesos Kol Aretz. In Osud Gimel, he makes the following statements: Haminhag miyamos olam, the custom for many, many generations, lehispalot filas amida yashar yachzu pnimo lekosal maravi, af shekodesh hakdashim eno mul hakotzal hamaravi. The minhag was to face the kotel, even though the kodesh hakdashim is not directly beyond where the kotel is, and to turn slightly towards the Kodesh HaKdashim. So face the kotel and to turn towards the left, where the Kodesh HaKdashim is situated in that direction. Smola, if a person is careful, they should turn slightly towards the left when davening at the kotel. As long as your back is not towards an Aron Kodesh that's in the plaza of the area you're davening in the kotel. That, he says, seems to be the old minhag. That will be debated whether such a minhag really existed. This is cited in the Sefer Tefillah Kehilchasa in Yud Beis Dalet, and it's clear, what's his understanding, that the Evan HaShasiyah, the foundation stone of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, which is where the Kodesh HaKdashim is seemingly situated under the mosque in the Dome of the Rock. That seems to be the assumption of why we should be turning there. Rabbi Yosef Lieberman, who's a Rosh Kol in Eretz Yisrael, has Sfarim called Mishnas Yosef. He has Halachos regarding the Shul, Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, and Simon Hay. So he questions seemingly the other Masorah. Rabbi Lieberman says, people actually don't turn towards the left. Most people don't turn towards the left when they're at the Kotel. And he wants to know why. Why aren't people turning towards the left if that's where the Kodesh HaKdashim is? So he cites a tshuva from the Radbaz and Chelik Beis Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Aleph. It is an incredibly important tshuva regarding this discussion, also historically regarding where the Kodesh HaKdashim is, and it's a really fascinating tshuva. They asked him about going on Har HaBayis, which, as we know, is a bit of a discussion nowadays. So they asked him about going on Har HaBayis. And in the beginning of the discussion, he makes the following statement. He says, tshuva, da, shelo kol ha'alios shavos, velo kol ha'ruchos shavos. Not all of the gradations and the heights and the directions of Har HaBayis are equal. But sarech omed yafa liros, ezu mutaros, ezu asura. Before you go on Har HaBayis, you need to make sure that you know what is what and where everything is. Mizem ki hadavar barur shetachas hakipa sham Evan HaShasiyah. It's clear to me that under that mask there is the Evan HaShasiyah. Bli safek, without a doubt, he says it's there. Hanikra etzlam, it's called the Al Sakra. That's the name of the place over there. The Im Tomar Tatnan Evan Haisa sham. The Yemos Neviim Harishonim, the Shasia Shama Gavoa Me'al Ha'aretz Gimel Aretz Baos. So they'll tell me, oh, there's a bit of a discussion. You're going to tell me that the stone was there from the days of the Neviim that was called Shasia, and it was three finger breadths above the ground, and the Aron was placed on it. And you're going to start to give me whole questions about, you know, what happened over there in the location. The Ata Sha'alnu as PM Va'amru Shehi Gavoa Mikarkos Akipa Gimel Komos. It's much higher than it was originally recorded to be now. And they go to the mosque, they seem to be going up. And the Evan Shasiyah was described as being much lower to the ground. Kfar kasafti al zeh b'tshuva. We already explained,
that Har HaBayis was leveled, kama pa'amin, many, many times, legalos ha'yisodos, to show the foundations. V'lechein hu namach harbe mimashaya mikodam. And the Har HaBayis is much lower than it was historically. Teda dehatznan bekama dufte shehar HaBayis ha'yagavor mimushalayim. Har HaBayis is higher than the rest of Jerusalem proper. V'hasha davar hu lehefech. And now it seems to be the opposite. The Har HaBayis is lower than the rest of Jerusalem. V'od amru ha'akum. And in addition, the non-Jews tell us, sheyesh tachas hakipa ma'ara, that there are caves underneath it. V'shamalachim harishonim ratzu ladas, and the original kings wanted to know, ma'hayasham, what was in that location? V'shalshlu b'nei adam l'socha, and they lowered people down into the caves, umesu, and the people died. V'sagrosa, so they closed up the caves. V'malava afar ar hayom hazeh, and it's covered with dirt until this day. Ein adam yodea ma'yesham, we don't know what's there. V'karov etzli shene amar lahem, O Shemo Sheha Aaron Ganushama, it must be that the Aaron Kodesh was hidden there. Lefika Chayucho from Elu, and therefore they wanted to dig there. V'yimsu Oso, and they found it. V'lechein Hushbal Karkos Habayis Neskala Evan Hashasia. So through all of the, what happened was the Evan Hashasia was underneath, and through all the demolitions in Har HaBayis, it eventually became exposed. Gam shamati shamalachim sha'avru chafru sham limso yisod evna hazos. The Arab kings dug there because they wanted to find it. Lo matsu, they didn't find it. Mikamakum ein safek. And even if you're going to tell me there's no, you didn't find any rock there. Ein safek ya evan hazos asher tachas akipa. Whatever the rock is under the dome, haya evan hashasiyah, it is the evan hashasiyah, the foundation stone. Asher alea haya aron habayit beis hakodesh hakdoshim l'tzad marav, to where the Aron Kodesh stood. It is out of doubt, according to the Radvaz, that that rock that is in the Dome of the Rock is the Evan HaShasiyah. This is the Masor he has, this is the Kabbalah he has. He stresses it, Ein Safek, no doubt that this is where the Evan HaShasiyah is. And if that's the case, seemingly we should be turning towards that location. The opinion of the Radvaz is based on other traditions as well. At the beginning of the 14th century, so the Talmidim of the Ramban visited Yerushalayim, and they wrote that the Arab kings built a very magnificent building on top of the Evan HaShasiyah. So that's already in the 14th century. And the letters of Rav Avraham Bartanur in the 15th century, so he wrote back to Italy saying that I found the Evan HaShasiyah where the Aron HaBris was, and people told me it's under this big dome, and that's where the Arabs built on top of it. So we have a tradition going back hundreds and hundreds of years. There's a sefer called Otzer HaYadios, which is written by Rabbi Chil Michal Stern, who's the Rav in Shari Chesed in Yerushalayim. So he writes, in the name of a very obscure book of Medrash, which I couldn't find, so I'm relying on him. He writes on the top of the next column, "Matzasi b'sefer ha'nistaros shor Rishim Bar Yochai." There's a book of Midrashim called The Hidden Things of Rishim Bar Yochai. "Shekasa v'od amar Rishimon v'yare ha'sakeni v'sim b'sela kincha ro'ani malcham." That the kings of in the future would build a building on top of the Evan HaShasiyah. We have some sort of nevuah, some sort of idea from Rishon Bar Yochai that a building would be built on top of it. Okay? And he says this seems to be the source of the Ravaz. And again, we have a comment of the Pirkei Dov Yezer in Perek Lamed. Chamisha asar dvarim asidim b'nei Yishmael la'asos b'eretz achris hayamim. 15 things the Arabs will do in the end of days. The Elohein, and what are they? And it goes with 15 things. One of the things that are listed as, Vayigderu Pirtzos Chomos Beis HaMikdash, they will cover up, they will fix the walls surrounding the Beis HaMikdash, Vayivnu Bevinyan Beheichal, and they will build their own building on top of where the Heichal was, where the Beis HaMikdash stood. Again, we have some sort of a nevuah, some sort of Masorah, that something's going to be built by the Arabs on top of the Evan HaShasiyah, where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. Okay, now, it's no surprise that we find Rabbi Chil Michal Tukhachinsky, the great posek regarding aspects of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, writes clearly in his Ir HaKodesh VaHamikdash, Chel Dalad Omed Zayin, HaMasorim Mipi Kulanu, the great tradition that we have is Mipi Amim Acherim, and from other nations as well, Korah LaHasela HaRucha VaGavoa Nimsa B'Masker Omer, that which we find in, under the, that which we find under the, under the Dome of the Rock is B'shem ha'Evan HaShasiya, it is clearly the Evan HaShasiya, the stone that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with, is sitting under the Dome of the Rock. We seem to have a very strong Mesorah supporting this. It's also the opinion of the Chassam Sofer in Yerodeh, Reish Lamed Vav, also assumes, like the Radvaz, that that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. So, Rav Yosef Lieberman, we just went on a tangent before he had to say, Rav Yosef Lieberman picks up, and he continues, but Minhag Yisrael Torah, I gave you a lot of proofs why it should be turning left, but people are not turning left, so why? So he says that people don't want to daven in a way where they're davening towards a mosque. It's uncomfortable to them that we're facing towards a mosque, even though, according to the Rambam, in Hilchos Machalia Suros, Aleph, Zion, and according to the Torah in Yerodeah, both say that Islam is not a Avodah Zarah, and technically it wouldn't be a problem, but still they feel it's inappropriate to daven in that direction towards a mosque. In addition, we have other traditions that we want to daven towards the main place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is. And where is that? So the Chassam Sofer writes in Yerodeah Reish Lamed Daled that the Shechina never left the Kotel. The Shechina sits by the Kotel. And the Shach, not the Shach on Shulchan Aruch, but the Shach of the Talmidim of the Arizal writes in his Perush on the Torah in Parshas Reishis on the Pasuk of Vayi Adam LeNefesh. So he says that the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was only accessible on Yom Kippur by the Kohen Gadol after going to the mikvah and preparing himself along with all the preparations of Klal Yisrael. Not everyone goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How could it be, they ask, that the Arabs build a mosque on top of this holy place? It's impossible. And therefore, the Shach writes that what happened was, after the Chorban, there were klipos of tumah, some sort of spiritual covering that removed the kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's kind of being suspended until Mashiach comes. But the main kedusha is not there. And therefore, says Rav Yosef Lieberman, it must be that the main kedusha is by the Kotel now, and the secondary kedusha is by the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when Mashiach comes, everything's going to be split. But right now, we focus our tefillos towards the real Kedusha, which is by the Kotel, and that's why people are facing forward as well. Okay, now, he does add that this does not obviate the Isser of going on the Beis HaMikdash, meaning this is Derech Drush. This is not a proof to say that now you can go walk around the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever you want. This is just a way to explain the Minhag. Halacha, so Chaim Kanievsky is quoted in the Sefer Das Nota on page Reishayin Hey that one should turn slightly toward the left, towards the left of the Kotel if possible. It's also the opinion of Eliezer Melamed in his Pinei Halacha and Hefos Tfila, the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, and also Chaim David Alevi, the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv in the previous generation, also writing as a Selecha Rav in Chela Chesem and Dalid that you should turn towards the left. However, we have a disagreeing opinion. Rav Schermbach, in his Moadim Uzmanim, in Chela Gimel Siman Reish Chav Tes, is actually writing about going on Har Habayis. That's what he wants to write about. But he has a huge, huge footnote in which he wants to talk about a little bit about this discussion. And he says that he quotes the above Tshuvas HaRadvaz, who says without a doubt that the Damascus sitting on the Evan HaShasiya. And he also has the opinion of Rav Avraham Bar Tanura that we quoted before. But then he questions, why are we relying on the Mesorah, the tradition of the non-Jews? Again, what did the Radvaz say? That we showed up to Eretz Yisrael, and they told us that this is where the Evan HaShasiya is. No one has seen it. We didn't go in there before. Why are we relying on the tradition of the non-Jews telling us where the Evan HaShasiya is? And especially when we have no tradition directly from Chazal that location is where the Evan HaShasiya is. Why are we relying on that, he says. Also, he says, according to my measurements, it doesn't make any sense. If you take the measurements, and he shows you why, it doesn't fit out that that's where the Kodesh HaKadoshim should be, based on other things we know about Har Habayis. In addition, the Kaftor V'Aferach, which is the famous book of Halacha by the Rishon regarding the Halachas of Eretz Yisrael in Perek Vav, he discusses all the measurements on the borders of the Beis HaMikdash. And within his discussion, he doesn't mention the Evan HaShasiya once. He doesn't mention the location of the Kodesh HaKadoshim even once, which seems to indicate, says Rav Schermbach, that he's not confident where he is, or he doesn't feel the need to make any special statements about it. And therefore, if he doesn't say anything about it, and he's the expert on the measurements of the Beis HaMikdash, then why should we be making assumptions based on outside traditions as well? And therefore, he says that the Rosh Shlomo Bach writes that he thinks that the Evan HaShisia is more south, more towards the Kotel than we think it is. He thinks it could be more directly behind the Kotel, in between the two mosques. That's where Rosh Shlomo Bach thinks the Evan HaShisia should be. So based on this, he says that we don't have to reject the Masorah, but he says it's surely not enough to make us turn towards the left. In Shuvas Fanagos Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamates, Rosh Shlomo Bach picks up the conversation again. And he is now more forceful. He thinks it's 100% sure that anyone turns to the left has no idea what they're talking about. And he writes as follows. He says, Anam Iker Hayasosh Nispashik Gam Beis Yisrael. He says, this is what happened. Shaharavim Banu Beis Tikla Shalahem. The Arabs built their house of prayer. Al Makom Kachek Dasha Mamash. Karov Hadavar Sheinu Nachon. It's 100% not true. It's almost impossible that's the case, that they built their mosque on top of the Kosh HaKadoshim. Va'avinu shebashamayim gilgul hatosam. Rather, what happened is, Hashem tricked them. He made it come out that they thought they did, but Hashem would never allow it, that they would build their mosque on top of the Kosh HaKadoshim. Shemedamin she'evin shema hu evin ha'shasiyah. That would appear to them that's the evin ha'shasiyah. Va'emes hi she'enu evin ha'shasiyah klal. And it's not the evin ha'shasiyah. It's more towards the south, in that open corridor on Har Abayis, where the walls of the Kotel stick out, being Kippah Hasela, Hanikra Al-Aqsa, by the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's actually, says Rosh Shlomo Bach, right behind the Kotel, where we daven. And that's where we're turning properly. They're making a mistake. They think they're davening in our holy place, but really, they're wrong. The Zohar writes in Parshas Pekudei, Kadosh Baruch Hu will never allow a building to be put on top of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's according to the Zohar, he says. They definitely did not build on top of the Evan HaShasiyah. And therefore, he says, it's very clear to him, without a doubt, that nothing was built on top of the Evan HaShasiyah, and everything is clear, and there is nothing to discuss as well. And therefore, he says, it's 100% correct to daven towards the Kotel, because you are davening towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He writes he has a Masorah from Rabbi Sacher Dov of Belz that was passed on to Rav Aaron of Belz as well, defending the idea that the Kodesh HaKadoshim is right behind the Kotel. In addition, the Sefer Emek HaMelech cites from Moshe Vital, based on the writings of the Arizal, that why the Makom Kodesh is, the Arizal says the place where the Evan HaShasiyah is will always be bare of buildings, nothing will be built on top of it. And the Maharsha, at the end of Makos, writes that he has a prophecy that Sion will be a plowed field, indicating nothing will be built on top of it before the coming of Mashiach. And therefore, the Mikdash is not located at the Dome of the Rock, but rather the empty space between the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. That is probably correct according to Rav Sternbach. Rav Shlomo Aviner writes in his Sefer L'Mikdash HaTov on page 241, where they asked him, is it true that you have to daven towards the left? And Rav Aviner says, no, you daven straight, directly towards the Kotel. And he says the reason is because we're not entirely sure that turning towards the left is the right thing to do. And he explains, why should you turn towards the left when you don't have a concrete proof that you should be turning to the left? It's proper to face forward towards the Kotel. At least you know that's something. At least you know that there's something real behind that. And he says that he asked Rav Simcha Kohen Cook, who's the rabbi of Rehovot as well, and he davens towards the Kotel directly, and Rav Nevensol, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, also davens towards the Kotel directly, not turning towards the left. So, we have a good old-fashioned machlokas haposkim regarding what to do when it comes to the Kotel. I guess I have to ask a local Orthodox rabbi regarding what to do, but just to appreciate that it's not so simple as simply turning toward the left, we're simply facing forward. There's a lot behind it. There's a lot riding on that discussion of whether towards the left or towards the right. And just back to our original discussion, It's also important because everyone is saying you need to turn towards the Kodesh HaKodashim to be as exact as possible. It's not just about being in that direction. You need to be as exact and careful as possible when it comes to where you face and where you daven. So it seems to be different indicators of where to go, towards the left or towards the right. And hopefully this should all be in that halacha l'maisa soon with the coming of Mashiach and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash.
Don't we have a mosque near here? I think that we're almost facing. We don't want